What if the real close doesn't happen in the meeting, but in the meeting you're not invited to? Let's fix that. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast that helps sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlocks business growth and reclaims your time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Most partnerships don't fall apart in the pitch meeting. They stall later, when your internal champion has to keep the momentum going without you. In this episode, I'll walk through 4 powerful tools you can give to your champion so that they can sell the partnership inside their organization with confidence, clarity, and zero friction. These aren't fluffy ideas. They're tactical, proven, and ridiculously effective. Here are 3 things you're going to take away. First, how to make your internal champion your secret weapon. Second, why clarity beats charisma when it comes to internal buy-in. And third, how to pre-handle objections before they derail the deal. Because here's the truth. Your pitch doesn't close the deal. The internal sell-in does. And your champion can't do that just with excitement. They need structure. They need tools. They need you to make them look like a pro. And there are 3 actions you can take right now to make your champions more successful. The first one is to create an intent deck. We'll talk about that shortly. The second one is to draft a narrative brief so they can use their own words when pitching what you need them to convey. And number 3, write an email that they can forward to get a yes, word for word, to the people that they need to get sign off from. So let's set the stage. When you pitch a partnership, you're not just selling a plan. You're asking someone to believe in it enough to sell it inside their business on your behalf. But here's the mistake most partners make. They stop at excitement, and that excitement fades. Without structure, even your best champion is flying blind. And today, we're going to fix that. So why does what we're about to talk about actually work? Well, it's because executives don't need more vision statements. They need clarity. They want to know what this partnership does for them, why it matters now, and what it will take to win. When you give your champion tools to answer those questions, you turn ambiguity into traction. And that's how you become the path of least resistance. So what does success look like? Well, here's what we've seen. Deals close 30 to 50% faster. Champions feel confident, not stuck. And executives make faster decisions because everything they need is right there in front of them so they can make the call. This is how you win without being in the room. So what happens without this? If you don't equip your champion well, they lose the thread. They improvise and momentum dies. Leadership hears vague details and decides to wait and see. Worse, objections pop up after the pitch when it's too late to recover. This isn't just a missed opportunity, it's a lost deal. So here are the 4 tools that you can share with your champion right now. The first is called the intent deck. This is something that we go into real detail in inside the Partnership Lab. The intent deck is designed to help your champion tell the strategic story. It's a 5-slide presentation that you co-create with them. And here's what's in it. On slide 1, it tells the story of who you are. Slide 2, why this partnership makes sense. Slide 3, how we go about collaborating and the principles we'll use. Slide 4, how we build trust. And slide 5, the next steps and how we achieve a first win within 6 months. And why does this work? The intent deck helps your champion tell the right story the right way. The second tool is called a narrative brief. The goal here is to help your champion speak to decision makers in their own voice. It's a 1-page Q&A that answers 5 big internal questions. What's in it for us? What's it going to cost? Why now? Why this partner? And what happens if we do nothing? And it works because your champion won't have to pitch it word for word, but it gives them language that's sharp, strategic, and repeatable. The third tool is called a side door memo, and it's designed to help them handle objections early. The goal is to get ahead of internal resistance before it surfaces, and it's a confidential doc that your champion can use behind the scenes. It includes the 3 likely objections with strong responses. It spells out what's flexible and what's non-negotiable, and it includes proof points like case studies or examples from their industry. and it tackles the political landmines head on. And why this works? Well, most deals die in quiet conversations. This side door memo turns your champion into a coach, not just a messenger, to help everyone inside their organization understand why it makes sense to partner with you. And the fourth tool is the decision pack. The goal here is to give your champion a ready-to-send pitch for internal approval. It's a forwardable email or a memo with everything an executive needs to greenlight the partnership. It includes a three-sentence summary, what we're asking for, why it matters now, and how we'll measure success. It also includes the attached intent deck and the narrative brief, and it shows what needs to happen next to make the partnership a reality. It offers a calm, credible fallback for the next best alternative. And it works because you don't have to make your advocate rewrite the pitch. You've given them exactly what they need to send, and then all they need to do is hit forward. I'm talking to you today about the need to arm your advocates and champions because those people aren't just a contact. They're your co-pilot. So don't just hype the opportunity. Equip them to lead the internal sell-in like a real professional. Because if they can't close the deal for you, no one else will. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on how to go about arming your advocates and champions to help them close your partnership deals. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck or unsure about how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse still, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven, practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to the tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. Thanks again for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.